I think he's a very good friend. Are you? Are we? we're good friends. We're working on very good friends. And but Pastor Charles Mareu, is that okay? And did good. Praise God. From Calvary Chapel Nasinu is here visiting us this morning all the way from Suva, Fiji. And so he's just making his rounds here in New Zealand, just visiting the churches. As you may or may not know, we've been supporting the church there for a little bit now, for a little while. Last year, we were able to send Bernie and his family, at least Noah and Tamron, as well as Taka, Kelly, and Isaiah and Jesse there to help with a church camp. And they came back and they gave some reports and things, and so it's just so good to have Pastor Charles with us this morning. And I said, hey, can you share about yourself, about your ministry and your family? But I also want you to teach this morning. So he's going to be bringing the word as well. So let's just hear a big, warm welcome to Pastor Charles. And you can come on up.
Thank you, brother.
I started.
You good?
Yeah. Hello. Oh, yeah. Okay. Bula.
Bula.
Yeah, I know. You know my name, eh? I'm not sure whether this is a Calvary Chapel Tauranga way or no. I'll do the Fiji one, the Nasin one, before I actually start. It's sort of like breaking the ice between you and me, or church members and pastor. So probably you know the God is good, eh? Okay. And then you reply. Okay. Shall we start? Okay. God is good?
All the time.
All the time? It's my desire to make it to heaven. So you'll tell me to make it to heaven. And then the next one is to be with Jesus 24/7. Shall we try again? God is good?
All the time?
All the time? It's my desire to be with Jesus
24/7.
Amen. Thank you. Well, as Pastor Doug introduced me already, so I'm Charles, and I just have a few slides that I want to share with you this morning. The slides or being here this morning, basically, just to thank you in person. As Pastor Doug mentioned, that the church has been helping and praying and encouraging the church in Fiji. In Fiji, we are the only Calvary Chapel in Fiji. And we just started. And so on that note, as Calvary Chapel Nasinu, we just want to relay our thank you to you for supporting us, the encouragement, and sending the team over to come and help us in our growing and our walk with the Lord Jesus. So on the slides today, it is basically to show you what God is doing through us. And it's not about us, but what God is doing through us. And I believe we are not only doing it by ourselves, but because of your prayers and your support as well. It amazes me that some people here in Shoreline that I met for the first time, they ask me questions of my family that shows me that I'm not new here. Probably Pastor Doug or my brother already talked about us, and I'm not sure of the bad things that they say, but I hope it's all the good things. Well, Bulavinaka, it's the greeting word for when you come to Fiji. Whether they know you or don't know you, they will say Mbula. So Mbula Vinaka, it's a greeting, but the actual meaning of Mbula Vinaka, it's Mbula means life. Life, Mbula, life. And Vinaka is good. So when we greet you, Mbula Vinaka means good life. Yeah, so that is Fiji. You can see smiling faces. Emily, my sister here, being an intern with us for 3 months from Firiora? Firiora, yeah. us. And that is who we are. You can see smiling faces. They will greet you on the way, whether they know you or not. The Fijian, typical Fijian village, are still there today. Up in the interior, you don't see that in Suva or around the coast. You will see that in the interior. Beach, okay? People coming over to Fiji, not because of the beach, but because they can swim. You have a beautiful beach here. Beaches here in New Zealand, beautiful scenery, but that's the difference. Very hard to swim, eh? It's cold. So down the corner is the different religions in Fiji, probably the mainstream ones. We have the Methodist Church, which is the mainstream Christian churches. And we have the Hindu, the temple. I believe to those of you who've been to Fiji, when you go to Nandi, you'll see that temple. And then the Muslims growing so fast in Fiji. So those are the basically about Fiji. Beautiful, beautiful smile. The next slide. This is actually the core things in Fiji right now. It's a drug problem. So when you talk about a drug problem, it's affecting our young people. I love young people. Our brother said, I'm going to pick for the youth this morning. Eh? I love young people. So this, it's causing the problem with our children, with our young people. Fiji is no longer the paradise of the South Pacific, that the first slide. No longer, no more. Because of this. You talk about marijuana, we plant marijuana. You know, tropical country, we plant that. Why? People get money. So they plant it because a lot of young people are into that. You talk about myth there. And not only from down here, it started from those in the top, on the government positions, getting drugs into the country. Last week, I was up in Whangarei talking to one of the doctor who checked me, medical checkup. Said I just came back from Fiji. And he said the drug rate compared with New Zealand is down here, Fiji is up here. And the government of New Zealand offer help, but the government of Fiji say no. It's just because politicians are into the drug, because they get more money on that. I'm sharing this because this is why we do ministry with our young people. So next slide, please. Because we don't work, our young people don't get money. This is what happened. Only one buy, inject himself, and the rest inject the blood from that person and they pass it around. We call it the term today in Fiji, Bluetooth, because they pass it around. Just because of one injection, HIV, right now probably we are second high rate in the world, in Fiji. Imagine a small country. This is where we really need your prayers. When you remember us, Calvary Chapel in Nasinu, please pray for this as we work with young people, working with churches. Our ministry basically, not only within our church, we are going to other churches as well. We go to the Brethren, we go to the Methodist. Last year, we have a camp. And guess where we had our meeting? Like hundreds of young people turn up and we had our meeting in the Catholic Church. Praise God. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for supporting us. Because of that, we were able to go out. So this is our prayer point as well, as of right now. Next, please. Because of that, these are the other causes. I'm a Fijian, very much into our culture. Our culture is Kava. The Yangon, I think it's written there, Yangon. Yeah, Yangon is actually Kava. This is where we spend most of the time in. I was sharing to Pastor Doug, we go out to islands, in interior. And this is where they spend most of the time, and their children is neglected. They have functions, we have functions, a lot of problems. What usually doesn't happen in Fiji is happening now. People are killed. Doctors, murders, it's on the news today. Next, please. Please pray for us. Continue to remember us in your prayers. The next slide is my family, I believe. That is my family. To those of who have been in Fiji, have seen part of our family, how we operate. Sometimes we go right up to over 30. But right now, some have moved on. Now it's about 20-something with us at home. That's how we eat on the floor with the cloth. Everybody come together, sit together, eat. And there's only some on the picture. Some are outside waiting for when we move out, and then they come in. These are young people all over the place, families. They come and stayed with us. Some of them don't have houses in Suva, came from the island, stayed with us because of education. And some are just ministry people. Next, please. These are my children. Elizabeth is 16, and my two boys in a primary school. Elizabeth is not home at the moment with a friend. And please just continue to pray for her. Rebelliousness, so it's just need prayers. We're trying our best. Being here, a lot of things flashes through my mind on about my own family. So pray for us. Next, please. We part of the family at home, they are from the slums. And I shared the story a little bit with Pastor Doug. They came to us and started to attend the church, but their children came first to our young people. And then they stayed on for the Sunday service, and they came. And a few weeks they said, oh, we're going to worship here. And then after that, we did our visitation. We went to their home, and we knocked on their door, and they came out, and then we started sharing. But they never invited us in. And I said, oh, something strange here. Why they don't invite us to come in? Because we usually do, that's our culture. When you come to share the word or pray or pastor visiting your family, come in, you know. But they didn't do that. So we left, but on the way, just 2 minutes drive, and Tina said, stop the car, Charles. I said, what for? I said, stop. So I did stop, very strong, my wife, eh? And I stopped, and she said, what are you going to do, you know, as a pastor and your church member living in that situation? I said, what happened? She said, did you see that the house is high, ankle high water? That's why they were standing up. And he said, what are you going to do? I said, oh, they need prayers. And he said, just pray, just prayers. You have to do something. And I said, well, okay, there's a lot of people at home, you know. And he said, go back and take them home. So that is why the number is a bit high at home at the moment. So this, when I came, I shared, and one of the church members had a few trees. Timber for us is very expensive, so that's what we're doing. Milling those timber and trying to build. their home in the slums. Those are some of those who are doing ministry with me, and this is them. Probably you, Aquila, been here already. This guy, Sala, and Alipati and Buna, they all at home. The only support we can give them, because they want to serve the Lord, said, we can give you finance. The only support, you come and live with us. So that is additional to the number at home. So pray for them. This is what we do with young people, for them to pray for one another. Next one, some of the pictures that we have with other churches. This is, for me, it's our future. Future elders, future pastors, future leaders, discipling them. This is out away from Suva. We are doing this. And the next one, more pictures. This is with the deaf community in Suva Street, one of the church in Suva. Most of those inside there are all deaf. My wife is a sign language. She do sign language in the school with the deaf ministry. So we were part of the deaf ministry as well. Next, please. Those are the pictures that we have on a different ministry that we do. As I mentioned, that we travel a lot. So pray sometimes we travel and we don't know where we're going. Traveling out there in the sea and wondering where we're going. So Pastor Doug experienced that. So yeah, doing Bible studies, deaf ministry, children ministry in schools, and young adults, and on the far corner and the two corners is just evangelism. A lot of churches are inviting us to do evangelism with their young people. So please remember us in your prayer as we travel, as we do ministry with young people, that the Lord will change lives as we continue to work together in this. Next, please. There you are. The harvest is ready. The workers are few. Pray for the Lord of harvest, to send workers. Young adult, youth, our youth needs you. You can come and serve with us, maybe 1 week or 1 month. We cannot all go, but you can support them. You can support those who are out there in the mission field. And I want to thank the church. You're not only praying for us. Your gift helps us doing what we do. Thank you so much for your prayers and your support. God bless you. I think that's all I want to share this morning about what God is doing through us and the work in Fiji. Shall we pray? Let's pray. Our God and our Father, Lord Jesus, our Savior, God the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, this morning we come before you as a family, a sinner saved by grace. Before you, Lord, this morning we pray that you will speak to us. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Thank you for saving us, O Lord, from the penalty of sin And we thank you, God, this morning that we have the opportunity to listen to you. And we pray and ask, God, the Holy Spirit, who is with us, to teach us and lead us and direct us, O God, to hear what you have in store for us this morning. We thank you and we honor you, Lord. In the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. This morning, I just want to, I'm not going to teach as a Calvary Chapel pastor, but I'm just going to read a few verses that I just want to encourage the church. And you have your Bible, just turn with me to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1. And the encouragement this morning, as I said, I'm not going to teach verse by verse as a Calvary Chapel pastor, but I'm just going to pick a few things as we go on to encourage the church in our spiritual life. So, in the book of Hebrews, the context of the writer writing this letter to the Hebrews, this is when those who already trusted the Lord Jesus and his ministry and come to this point where they started to go back into the old system. And they started to lose their focus on Christ, and they started to go back because of the tribulation that they are facing, because of what people say about their faith in Christ. They started to go back, and the letter that the writer of the Hebrews writing to them. And we knew of what they used to do in the past. They are very focused on angels, on the prophets, the messengers of God. And these are the things we can see, like from the in the Old Testament, how God spoke to their fathers, and how they look up to the angels and the prophets, listening to them, talking to them about the message from God. And then come to a point where Christ comes in and they started to follow Christ. And at this very moment, they started to leave Christ here and then started to go back to the old system, because of what people say of their faith and their journey with Christ. So the writer begins with this: God, who at various times in various ways spoke in time past to fathers by the prophet, he reminded them in the past. The prophet spoke to our fathers, to our ancestors, the message from God in the past, in where you used to believe, in where we used to listen to. And then he says, but has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Today, we are today, and it's a reminder to us that God spoke to us or speak to us through his Son. His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God himself. And we believe that. Because my son is a dog or a human being? Human being, because I'm a human. So God as a son, he is God himself. So God himself speaks to us today through his word, through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's encouraging them whom he has appointed heir of all things. Number one, I want to encourage us as we continue to focus or fix our eyes on Jesus. Don't let other things in the past to divert us from us looking unto Jesus. Today, God spoke to us through his Son, God himself, heir of all things. What does that mean? He has the authority. He is the highest level of all things in this world. Let us focus our eyes on that. That is exactly what the writer to the Hebrews telling the Jews, the Christian Jews, fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Whatever comes, whatever stories, whatever things that are coming that reminds us of the past, I want to encourage the church this morning, fix your eyes on Jesus. Don't let anything divert us from the faith that we have in Christ. Fix your eyes on Jesus, pointed heir of all things, through whom he made the world, the Creator himself. Christ, the Creator. He created all things by the word of his power. When he himself purged our sins. I love all the songs that we sing this morning. Reminded us of the work that Christ did on the cross. He had himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of his majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained more excellent name than they, referring to the angels. Our Savior, heir of all things, the Creator, God himself, the very one who redeemed us, the very one who shed his blood for the remission of our sins and sat at the right hand of God, interceding on our behalf every day, every hour. The encouragement that the writer to the Hebrews says, what is the things that is diverting you from looking unto Jesus? A lot of people back in Fiji, today they've lost that. They've lost their faith. Pastors, well-known pastors, they have looked to other things, the material things of this world. They are looking to those things. The writer to the Hebrews, telling the Hebrews this morning or during this time, he says, Jesus. Look to Jesus. To the angels. Further down, the writer says, to the angels. For which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today I've begotten you? That's to the angels. Where the Jews really look up to, because they are messengers of God. In the past, they started going back there. And here the writer says, to whom from the angels did God ever say to them, you are my son? None of them, but to Christ. Only to the Lord Jesus Christ he says, you are my son, today I have begotten you. He said to him, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Not to the angels, but to Christ. But when Christ came, when he again bring the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. He's superior than the angels. Jesus Christ, our Savior, is superior than the angels. Jesus Christ, our Savior, the very one who redeemed us, he's superior than everything around us today. Look unto Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Let all the angels worship him. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angel spirit and his ministers a flame of fire? But to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, Jesus is God. Your throne, O God, this refers to Christ, which means that Jesus is God, the Creator. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. Shoreline this morning, the encouragement this morning, let's look to Jesus, who is the superior of everything around us. One day, we will stand before him. Remember, right now, sitting at the right hand of God, interceding on our behalf every day. When we pray, when you pray for Fiji, he's sitting at the right hand of God. Listen to your prayers and pray to God about Fiji. The same thing here in Shoreline. Not only Fiji has the needs. Here in Shoreline, here in Mount Maunganui, have needs as well. Thank you that there's going to be prayer on Wednesday, that there's going to be prayer and fasting. Praise the Lord. And the God that we were talking about this morning, the Savior, Jesus Christ that we're serving, 24 hours. 24 hours interceding on our behalf, praying for yourself, praying for ourselves, praying for the church, praying for our children and our relatives, that they will make the decision to serve him. The encouragement this morning for us, that we will see Christ afresh again. To end this morning, in chapter 2, it says, therefore, because of this, and it says, therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. Why there is a lot of Christians are away from the faith? Because their eyes are fixed on other things than Jesus. If there is an encouragement, then I want to encourage us. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus so that we don't drift away from the faith. I thank God that I came in here 2012, study in Calvary Chapel Bible Institute, and the Lord laid in my heart that I may go back to Fiji and teach the people the word. Because in this word, this is the word of the Lord Jesus. It says, today, in the past, he spoke through prophets and angels. Today, he speaks to us through his Son. This is his word. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for encouraging us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for choosing us, O Lord, to be your children. Father, I pray this morning that you will help us to continue to to look unto you, the perfecter and the finisher of our faith. Lord, thank you for Shoreline. Thank you for the work that they've been doing. And Father, I pray that they will never lose their first love for you. And Lord, we come before you thanking you. Thank you for the work on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for the shedding of your blood. Thank you for the remission of our sins, O God. And thank you for the gift of eternal life. We give you thanks. We honor you, Lord Jesus. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.
And before you're seated, Pastor Charles, can you just stay here for a moment? I just want to pray for you. Would you just join me in praying for Pastor Charles? Father, we're so thankful for this man who, God, I've seen myself, Lord, how much you use him, how faithful he is, how many directions he's pulled in, Lord, in serving you and serving people. And Father, I just pray that you would strengthen him, that you would refresh his spirit. Father, that when he returns to Fiji, that he would have a greater sense, Lord, of wisdom concerning, Lord, how he might shepherd your people, how he might shepherd his family. And Father, we pray for his family. We pray for Tina and for Elizabeth and Junior and Philip, Lord. We pray that your blessing would be upon them. And that, Lord, Elizabeth especially, Father, that you would just draw her near to you. And Father, that you would just, God, that they would just come to know you and just live for you in the same way with the same passion as we see in Charles. We pray for Aquila, Lord, who's lost his brother recently, God, just this past week. And we ask that you'd strengthen him, that you'd give to Tina, Lord, just the continued strength, Lord, to organize the ceremonies and these things, Father. And we're just so thankful for the work that you are doing through Pastor Charles, through so many others, Lord. And we just pray that you would strengthen them for that work. And Father, that you would call more people into your harvest. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. As Pastor Charles said, please continue to pray for Fiji. If you would like to give toward that ministry to help out practically, it is a ministry that we try to support regularly. But if you would like to give financially, you can just simply kind of earmark your giving to Fiji and it will go directly to them. There are a couple of projects that we would love to get behind. One of those includes helping Charles with his kitchen. In Fiji, I got to visit there a couple of years ago. What he was referencing as far as not knowing where we're going is he took us out to his island, and we just got into the water, and then it was foggy and rainy a bit, and I realized he didn't know where he was going. It was a new boat and a new captain, I guess, on the boat, and he said, wait, we've been going too far, and we can't see any land, so that's what he was referencing, but one of the big parts of the ministry there is just ministering to people by feeding them, we noticed. And we're looking forward to just helping them in some of those practical ways as well, just kind of help build the kitchen for his wife and that sort of thing. But also, we've been talking about planning a trip, right? We're hoping next year, next August, to have a trip where some of our youth can go, and where we can go as well as encourage some of the leadership of the church there. Be praying for that. And if you have any young people that would be interested, or you as a parent, you're like, you need to go, let us know, and we'll try to work that out and just come alongside and hopefully minister to you. And I know that just going there, seeing what they're doing, fellowshipping with them is really going to be an encouragement to any one of you who is involved as well. So let me just invite the worship team forward this morning as we just want to close with communion and a couple of songs. The way that we do communion this morning is we actually have it available to you on the back table, and that is for you to take as we close with two songs. I do encourage you, for those who are gathered around you, one of the things that we do on Caddy Caddy in the evenings is I just say, look, take it with your neighbor, you know, those who are maybe seated in your row, and just take communion in small groups. I think it's just a special way to do it. So You can do it by yourself, but it is just a nice remembering that we are one body and we're receiving what represents the body and the blood of Jesus. And so let me just pray one more time as we just close with a couple of songs. Father, we were reminded once again this morning that, God, you are, Jesus, you are superior to everything else in this life. And Father, if there has been anything in our lives, Lord, which has tempted us to stray from you, that has caught our attention and redirected us, Lord, toward anything else, we thank you, God, for this reminder that we should fix our eyes upon you. And so, Lord, as we close this time now with some songs and with what is communion, Lord, as we fix our eyes to you and set our gaze to you, Lord, may you just once again just reorientate our lives and our hearts to you this morning as we close. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name.